Hi, it's Chris Montero, and I'm the Geeky Medic. You may know me from other podcasts, but I'm here today on the PhysDAP podcast, and just happy to be talking about social media and talking about what the future of our industry is and how we've really been able to move a step ahead because of just topics like the PhysDAP podcast and our ability to really get our message out. For me, what's been most important and most telling in maybe even the past 3 or 4 years in EMS and social media has been our ability to tell a story. And the PhysDAP podcast really has been one of those ways to, for me, to listen to other stories from around the world and from people that you may not get necessarily a chance to hear those stories from. And I think that's what is really the best thing about this thing. It's radio, it's video, but it's really about telling stories. And that's how we learn. That's how we've learned since the beginning of time is telling our story. And for me, that's been very important. The idea for podcasting and internet radio or whatever you want to call it for me is very important because as telling the story, maybe we can reach other people that may not have originally thought that they could go into EMS or they would even see paramedicine as a career or whatever that is. And it gives us ability to talk to people around the world and people that hear the message. I think one of my favorite stories from doing this was a gentleman named Gaston, and he's from Argentina. And he emailed me and he said, "I love your podcast, listening all the time." And I emailed him back, said, "Hey, thanks, you know." He goes, "I just want you to know that I'm a physician in Argentina and we're building our EMS system based on what we hear and what we read from the United States and from some of your podcasts." And I was like, That scares me. I mean, when I think about I've heard Randy Mantooth talk and you know how he said, "Oh, you know, people were using our television show as training videos." And I think that now we have that ability to reach out and hopefully I hope at some point we can learn from other nations as well, because what they're doing internationally is very important. The ability to take the paramedic skill and really start making it an education and really allow paramedics to hang a shingle out and move it to the next level of healthcare. And that's what I think sometimes gets lost in all of the messages is we take care of patients and we have to do response and things like that. But really it's about healthcare and it's about taking care of one patient at a time. And we need to make sure we're doing that well.
Do you think there's a way, you mentioned social media, do you think there's a way, you know, podcasts and video are great because EMS can be so story based,
right?
But is there a way that other, you know, when you talk about Facebook and Twitter, do you think, I'm trying to think like how can EMS use those to, is there a way, you know, so many other industries and creative industries are getting into, you know, marketing and that sort of thing. But it just got me thinking about,
I think yes and no. I mean, part of, I barely get social media. I mean, whatever. I'm kind of, you know, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff. But I think if we use social media for what it's intended for, creating groups of people with like interests that then get together at conferences like this, or maybe they meet people that they never would have thought they met. And that was something that was good for me as I started this thing, is I now know people from around the globe that I would have never met before. And I think, and I've said this many times before, that when I started out in EMS 20 some years ago, I knew the service next to me a little bit. I knew kind of what they were doing. I knew some of those people, but really the only best practice we could get was from a Pulse video on VHS or was from a magazine. Very rarely could you attend a conference out of state or do something like that. What has happened in the past 22, 24 years since that time is I can now meet people from around the world and find out we have the exact same issues. We have the exact, patients are patients. It doesn't matter where they're from. They, physiology and anatomy are the same across the globe. The way people behave are the same across the globe. And it's, I think it's incumbent upon us as the future of emergency medical services or healthcare services in the mobile environment to make sure people don't lose sight of that. And yeah, okay, social media is great and it brings people together and it brings a common tie. And hopefully you get to know those people a little bit better because of it. But and I will tell you that I had attended a few conferences in the early 2000s before social media. And you'd kind of get to know people and you kind of lose touch. But at least now I know that I can pick up the phone or I can tweet somebody across the world and we can still continue the conversation that we started. Or we can get together and the conversation we were tweeting about, we can actually now discuss over a beer or, you know, over a slice of pizza at a conference, which is fun. And that's what's, I think that's what's different about social media and what's different about even this medium, that we can still, the story is important. And that's, I just never want to lose that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
All right.
Anything else?
I think that's good.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank Woo. You.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from emsresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.